We're at Cloud Expo in New York. We're talking with Dave Landa, COO of Kintone. Kintone provides no-code and low-code products and technologies. When I spoke with you last year, we were talking about the dark side of shadow IT and how no-code and low-code tools were an opportunity for departments, line of business departments, to kind of go around an IT department that might be, let's say, less than cooperative. That's changed a lot in the last year. We're really seeing no-code, low-code being embraced now. What are you seeing?
Absolutely. And we may have mentioned this a little bit last year, that what we were thinking about that transformation and how that would happen. But we have absolutely seen IT departments at enterprise levels looking at no-code, low-code as a platform actually to support their, you know, continued relevance in the organization, to actually combat some of the shadow IT that might be going on in their organizations by essentially embracing these platforms as a way for their line of business owners who are looking for new applications to manage their business processes much more efficiently and productively, and do it in a way that they can customize it themselves. So we are definitely seeing IT departments saying, here, these platforms can be a way to empower our different line of business folks to create those applications they want. Rather than going around IT, they can do it under our auspices. We can still look at, you know, the data security requirements. We can still feel comfortable that there's two-factor authentication and there's data at rest encryption and all the things that, you know, IT wants to make sure of and manage, you know, the users and the departments, you know, Active Directory, that type of thing. So it's kind of a way to bring IT and line of business together on this issue. So we are definitely seeing that transformation happening.
So we're seeing IT take on more of an advisory role as opposed to an adversarial role, and IT can look like the heroes now.
Absolutely, that's exactly right. So they're kind of coming to folks now. I mean, in the past, it was line of business, I've got a budget, I want these applications, and it was IT kind of being, you know, the gatekeeper and saying, no, you know, you can't do this, or you have to wait, we need to review, blah, blah, blah. Now, with these no-code, low-code platforms, we're seeing that exactly, they're being consultants. They're coming and saying, hey, we know you guys have a bunch of business processes you're trying to streamline, you're trying to bring, you know, much more efficiency and productivity to. Here's a platform where it's actually easy enough for you and your operations people to build it out by configuration only. We can help and we can teach you the basics and we can oversee things on the security standpoint and the permissions and privacy, but here's something you can do and you can update on a regular basis. You don't have to come back to us and get in our queue, right? You can, in a real-time basis, update it and deploy it in any platform. So if you have remote team members, you can have your mobile app immediately deployed as well. So it is definitely becoming much more of a consultative scenario and a working cooperative as opposed to adversarial.
And we're going to see more of this as the percentage of technology spending is actually outside of the IT budget.
Absolutely. So you're seeing that, you know, a lot of stats out there. I'm not sure what the latest, but, you know, 80%, I heard 80% of technology spend as of the end of 2016 would be outside of IT department. And so there's definitely the line of business owners looking for technology to spend on, but they don't know necessarily. And if there is a good internal source to provide solutions and ways for them to find or make the things that they need precisely, then I think absolutely there's going to be more of this collaboration.
Let's talk about the term no code, low code. People say that in one breath now, like it's a single word. No code and low code, to me, are two different things. What does that look like from the vendor side?
Yeah, so we have talked about being no code. We do have low code. I think really there's a differentiation. I think Gartner's done a good job of differentiating this a little bit, where they talk about high productivity platforms and high control platforms. When you're talking about the application platform as a service, which we're kind of bunched into, and these no-code, low-code. So we consider ourselves a high productivity platform, as does Gartner, which means there's a lot more no-code capabilities. We have more, you know, deeper pre-built services that non-coders can configure and deploy. And then we do have an open API, so if you get beyond all of that and you still need to do deeper customizations or deeper integrations with third-party services, that's where the coding comes in, that's where the low coding coming in. Other platforms, other vendors in the space, they may start with a high control concept, which is really much more friendly to developers at the outset. So it really doesn't enable the citizen developer as much, those high control, but it does give a, you know, a lot of upfront customization capabilities. So that's where we break it down. So some folks will consider themselves low code, and they're really more high control. We are probably leaning more toward no code and therefore higher productivity. But we were saying kind of no code, low code in one breath, because you can create a very complex application with no code, but we have an open API when you want to start coding in the more really complex stuff.
Is it fair to say that this looks like Lego blocks, that you pull these modules or prepackaged functions off of a shelf and they snap together and you can build anything that you're limited only by your imagination?
Absolutely. So, you know, our pre-built services essentially include, you know, declarative app building. So you can create the application using drag and drop, just grabbing fields, or you can take an Excel spreadsheet and convert it into an existing central app. And so you create basically the database app, no coding required, different fields, different types of fields. You can create multiple different apps and interconnect them through related records or lookup fields from one application to the other, all again, no coding. That's kind of one component, building the database app. On top of that, we layer the process management or the automated workflow, you know, component. So you can add that in. We have a user management and user hierarchy control component, which is more for admin, setting up the users, what groups, what departments they're in, how they're connected to one another. Then have a component around your notifications engine. So creating notifications based on either time, so maybe you have a deadline for something, you can have reminder notifications set up, all configurable, or actions. So any changes in the application in particular fields, that can trigger a notification to go out to someone who needs to know. And that notification engine runs not only on the Kintone cloud platform, but it gets pushed through the mobile apps to push notifications, and you can incorporate emails as well. So an email can go out for every time there's. So those are a few of them, but there's a whole bunch of those type of Lego piece pre-built services that come together to create applications that are very complex.
Given this broadening of the technology and the simplicity of using the technology or leveraging it to build applications, in the last year, have you seen new use cases, new kinds of applications being built that are just totally blowing your mind?
Yeah, I mean, we were, I got to say, one of the, you know, the biggest and most surprising implementations that we've done over the last year was with a major Fortune 500 government contractor managing defense contracts, who actually came to us with, you know, their program, basically managing a $500 million contract for the government that they were managing using various different solutions and various different databases, data sources. And they said, we want to put this entire program on a platform that we can structure exactly how we want to structure it. We can continue to build it as we go. And they've transferred all of their, you know, all of the aspects of this, you know, the audit controls, the procurement aspects, all of the record keeping, all of the document storage for this pretty massive program. And it's taking us, they've done about 18 different applications so far, interrelating them all, tying them. They actually spun up their own MySQL database on-premise and was pulling data from other services into that and then pushing it into Kintone so they could manage the processes within Kintone in a more meaningful way. So that kind of blew me away in terms of the scope and the scale of the solution, and that, you know, we certainly supported them in the build, but then they brought in their own operations people who had been using, in many cases, Excel spreadsheet and emails to manage all these different pieces. They knew exactly their process, but they knew it was very inefficient. And so they helped build all of these applications themselves. And they, you know, were instantly iterating on it. You know, one person would say, oh, no, this needs to be this or this, and they would be changing it on the fly. And we would support in some cases, but a lot of it they did themselves.
You anticipated my next question, and that is, even though we have very sophisticated databases out in the cloud today, there's still a lot of businesses that essentially use Microsoft Excel as a database or Microsoft Access because it comes in the box with Office. So we need to transition those onto more modern technologies and move them into the cloud.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's, you know, we've found over the last couple of years that probably our largest use case of new clients are folks who have, you know, just realized that their process, their team, the size, the scope of what they're doing can no longer be served well by Excel spreadsheets being passed around and updated and emailed to one another. And they needed a solution that was centralized, that could put in formal automated workflow pieces to components to it, put in notifications, add the analytics. That's another thing we haven't really talked about is the analytics and the dashboarding that these platforms enable. So again, that's another pre-built service that not only can you manage the process better from a centralized location on the cloud rather than Excel and Access, you can also visualize it. And you can allow many other folks in your organization, you know, executives and managers, to see exactly the statuses of the various different things going on. And, you know, look at the data in many different ways very quickly. And again, a configurable dashboarding solution that's part of these pre-built services.
For traditional programmers who are off in the corner doing Python or JSON or Ruby on Rails, what's the future for them? Should they feel threatened by what we're seeing in no-code, low-code, or is there still fertile ground for them?
I think there's definitely still fertile ground. A lot of our larger implementations, as I talked about before, the low-code part, have, in order to get the exact thing that these, you know, enterprises are looking for, there is customization that is required. And we do have an open API, and pretty much all the low-code, you know, no-code solutions out there will have an open API to enable the deeper, you know, design customization, deeper functionality customization using JavaScript, and then the deeper integration customization using, you know, different REST APIs and other APIs. So it's definitely still there. It's really, they're creating the real uniqueness at the end of the day, and there's still a ton of value there. And we see a lot of implementations requiring those folks.
My sense is that where we've been, I don't know if this is true of where we're going, but where we've been, the IT department, when they see a line of business department doing no code, low code, or building their own applications, it's okay as long as it's read-only. But once we get into creating data or writing data or modifying existing data, then they get scared. How has that changed over the last year?
Well, what we've seen some of the larger enterprises that we're working with is that they've actually created, you know, kind of small teams, business process reengineering, or, you know, agile strike teams that are a combination of IT and operations. And in two instances in particular, we found that from pretty early on in the process of talking with line of business folks, we're engaged also with these BPR group who are thinking about, you know, the next step at, okay, obviously you're going to be start using this platform, this new platform, to create new data points and update processes and, you need to figure out if we do have the on-premise database that, that is a lot of the initial data is coming from, how do we have those communicate? And so in one case with, you know, a tech giant that we're working with, we have not yet been given the okay from IT to tie directly in to their on-premise database. So we worked with the BPR team to at least create the data set so that it could be a single-click export and turn around a single-click import. And so it is a manual process, but it's a relatively painless manual process. And so we're definitely seeing there are these teams now that are kind of bridging the gap, that are supporting the line of business owners in communicating with IT and kind of determining, you know, what the roadmap is for deeper integration or what the limitations are. And so there's definitely an understanding that these are coming in, it's happening, we need to address it and work on how best to implement it.
And finally, what is the Kintone message this year?
The Kintone message this year, I think, is twofold. I think one absolutely is, you know, a deeper push into enterprise and resolving some of the digital transformation concerns that IT departments have been dealing with, and organizations in general, that using no-code, low-code platforms to enable, you know, high productivity application development and deployment is kind of the wave of the future. And it is enabling the type of efficiency and productivity and kind of consumer-centric application development that's happening on the consumer side. It's bringing it into the enterprise now, bringing it into the B2B side. And it's enabling that type of rapid development and that type of customer-centric focus. And so I think our platform helps IT have a customer-centric focus on the line of business folks who are looking to deploy applications quickly, rapidly, and manage them in a productive, efficient way.
And we'll have to leave it on that note. We've been talking with Dave Landa, COO of Kintone, based out in San Francisco. Thanks for taking the time.
All right. Thank you so much, Joel. Appreciate it.